Christopher Nixon Opticians on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Now, over the last couple of months, I've been trying contact lenses. After being a glasses wearer for over 30 years, I was dubious but ready to give it a go. Here's when I went to visit Christopher Nixon optometrists at the start of the trial.
What we're going to do now is give you a programme. So you're going to go away today. Tomorrow, pick a time when you've got 10, 15 minutes set aside to put the lenses in. And I'd like you to wear them for, say, 4 hours tomorrow. Then calmly wash your hands again, take the lenses out. And I want you to do that, say, the next day, but add in about an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want you to go straight into wearing them 14 hours a day. What I'd like you to do is practice you putting the lenses in and out. And we're going to build up your time to about 10 hours.
Okay.
And then I'd like to see you again. So we're going to say see you in about 10 days.
Right.
And that appointment, I'd like you to come in wearing the lenses.
Okay.
And I'll assess the lenses. And at that appointment, I'd like the lenses to be in for at least 6 hours.
Mm.
It's no good like me having a look at lenses that have been sat on the eye for 5 minutes.
Mm.
I want to see how you're getting on after, say, 6 hours.
Okay.
Remember, we're always on the end of the phone. So if you're in any doubts about what you're doing, please, please phone in. Solutions, you don't have to worry about solutions because these are one-day lenses.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best.
Well, thank you very much for taking me through my contact lens journey. It's been, it has been up and down. But on that scale of sensitivity now, presumably I'm a lot lower now, am
I? Do you know, we had this conversation, didn't we, about different people that are sensitive, you know, to things coming close to their eyes, perhaps things touching their eyes. And I did say you were a 10.0, didn't I?
Mm.
On a scale of 1 to 10. So sorry, don't be offended, Patrick. But I'm gonna regrade you. 8.5.
Well, that's good.
All right.
Well, 8, done, 8's my favourite number, so there you go.
Is it?
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you very much, Chris.
I'll see you in a couple of days. Time.
Well, I will be honest. I've struggled with them quite a bit, but, you know, Well, the reason I hadn't tried them until now was because the thought of fingers in my eyes, putting them in, taking them out. But then it was something you said when we were last talking about the incentive. It's the incentive to wear them, and I didn't realise till I came to see you that I didn't need to wear glasses all the time.
Yeah, because the visual improvement for you when you put glasses or contact lenses on, it's only sort of maybe 10-15%, whereas for a lot of patients who put contact lenses in or spectacles on, they get a massive improvement in their sight. So, and they're sort of duty bound, they have to wear that prescription to drive, they have to wear that prescription to almost get to the bathroom in the morning. Whereas yours, you know, what have you found out about your prescription? You can manage most of the time without.
Yes, yeah.
Because of that, I'm edging towards and sort of leading towards telling you that perhaps it's not for you. You know, you found out you're a part-time vision correction wearer. So really, spectacles will do that job. I'm a bit choked to say this. We'll probably do it better than contact lenses.
Mm.
You know I'm a big fan of contact lenses.
Mm.
And but in your case, I'm going to have to, you know, I'm leaning towards, let's have you in a nice pair of spectacles.
Yeah.
I hope you're not too disappointed.
No, not at all, because it's been an interesting exercise to try it. You don't know till you try, do you?
And no.
So you'd suggest then wearing glasses for looking at the computer, reading, TV, driving, that sort of thing?
The type of prescription you've got means that that's what you should be wearing them for. If you may find, if you start to get headaches or you're a little bit sort of almost above the brow, you know, sort of a ache above the brow from not wearing spectacles, you might have to go into wearing them full time. But I think that's unlikely, certainly for the next three or 4 years.
Mm.
So enjoy.
So whilst I ended up unsuitable for contact lenses, my journey with Christopher Nixon has shown me that I actually don't need to wear glasses anywhere near as often as I was wearing them. If you're thinking of trying contact lenses or would just like to meet the team and talk to them, you're in luck. There's an open day coming up next month. Christopher and Sue tell us all about it.
Please ring for an appointment, you know, ring for an invitation just to confirm on the day. It's going to be 7th of June. We've got some exciting events. We're going to have a promotion on the new Zeiss drive-safe lens, which Sue's going to tell us about shortly. But we've also, later on in the day, we've got a book signing by Ian Townsend, and that's going to be quite an exciting event in itself.
Sue, just tell us a bit more about this this new type of drive-safe lens, then.
Okay, so it's a relatively new lens to the market. It's been out about a year, I suppose, and the Optician magazine runs these awards, yearly awards, and the Zeiss lens actually won the drive-safe lens, won the new technology product of the year. So it's, you know, it's a very good product, and it's got good backing. So for drivers, it's a really good lens, and I mean I wear it myself, and I can really, you know, tell the difference between this lens and my normal lens for driving. So we've done quite a few of them, yeah, haven't we, Chris?
Yeah.
And we've had really good feedback.
Excellent feedback.
Yeah, so we just thought that we would like promote it on the open day and give people a chance to, you know, maybe try it out.
On the day, there will be a raffle, so people who've made a purchase that day will be entered into a raffle. There's four prizes. There's three pairs of sunglasses from some of the top names, Tom Ford, Lafont. And in addition, what we're going to do, so that's the three, but one of those raffle prizes is, if you've ordered a pair of drive-safe lenses on the day, you'll get them for nothing.
Anyone who would like to come along, what's the best thing to do?
Either phone 01423 885764, or email sarah@chrisfornixon.co.uk, and we'll be delighted to confirm your attendance on that day.
Christopher Nixon Opticians on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.